Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The reason behind the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people, my people. It is common knowledge that black people were defeated militarily and cast into captivity and slavery at the hands of the Gentiles. The Gentiles have never told black people why they were cast into captivity and slavery. I make this statement. Black people have not known why the Gentiles did those evil things to them. For as much as our ancestors' captivity was also our captivity, and their enslavement was also our enslavement. Blacks have feared the Gentiles in so much that they, to my knowledge, have never asked the Gentiles for a reason for the evils they have committed against them. Blacks never asked the Gentiles for the whys and wherefores for their captivity and enslavement. Not that the Gentiles would give them a truthful, correct, and honest answer, though, but just for the record, my people never asked. So, what is truth? Answer, truth is my people have not known the whys and wherefores of their captivity and enslavement. Our captivity and enslavement is history. It is a part of our history. This knowledge is such that justice demands an answer. Justice demands that we know the whys and wherefores of our captivity and enslavement. in so much as justice demands that we know the whys and wherefores, it is implied therein that the answer is knowable, the answer is at hand. There can be no justice without knowledge. Without knowledge, justice does not come by ignorance. Without full disclosure of the facts, there can be no justice. I, the Lord your God, have given you full disclosure of the law concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I have given you full disclosure of the covenant concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I have given you full disclosure of all things which describe the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have given you full disclosure of the call intended to be received by the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I have given you full disclosure of the vows, the promises the Gentiles have made to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I have given you full disclosure of the person of no man, the Bible's secret name for God. I have given to you full disclosure of the knowledge of God. I have given to you full disclosure of things hid and kept secret. Justice demands full disclosure of the things hid and kept secret. Another thing hid and kept secret is the reason behind the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. Justice demands that we know why. For that reason, I ask the question, what is the reason behind the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people? What are the things that led to the Gentiles' holding of black people, my people, in captivity and slavery? To arrive at an honest and true answer, we must ascertain the facts. To ascertain the facts, we must go to the beginning and advance from there. Question, what was there in the beginning? Answer, the law was the beginning of this chain of events that led to the Gentiles' bitter captivity and enslavement. Luke 10:26 asks, what is written in the law? These things are written in the law. Hear these things that are written in the law. Deuteronomy 12:28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee. This commandment is to the Gentiles, the people, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of or concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I command you. Deuteronomy 4:39-40, know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven. This is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may be well with thee and with thy children. Deuteronomy 5:32-33, ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. Deuteronomy 6:13. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Deuteronomy 6:16-18. Ye shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, that it may be well with thee. Deuteronomy 8:6. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Deuteronomy 26:11. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Deuteronomy 10:20. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. Deuteronomy 8:11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, in not keeping his commandments, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Those are 10 commandments. Okay. So, in the beginning, there was the law. The law concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and the people. What is the fact of the matter? Answer. The fact of the matter is stated in John 19:7. It says, we have a law. That is the fact of the matter. Fact one. We the people have a law. The law is about the people and their God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. The people's response to and reception of the law. It is evidenced in the people's statement, Deuteronomy 29:29. The people said, we may do all the words of this law. Webster's dictionary says, in law, may means shall. The people received the law. The law was ratified. The people gave their word, saying, we shall do all the words of this law. The people confirmed the law by expressing consent. The law was ratified. Jeremiah 42:6, the people said, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The people received the law. They stated that they will do the law and they will obey the law. The people gave their word. So, fact two, the people received the law. Fact one, the people have a law. Fact two, the people received the law. Psalm 74:20 says, have respect to the covenant. Joshua 24:15. The people said, we will serve the Lord. And they said again in Joshua 24:24, we will serve the Lord our God, whose name we know to be Tommy L. Hart. Now, Jeremiah 28:15. The people said, we have made a covenant. That is fact three. And that statement concerning the covenant is in Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. They agreed to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The covenant is a formal agreement of legal validity. Fact one, the people have a law, the law concerning the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, and themselves. Fact two, the people receive the law. Fact three, the people made a covenant among themselves concerning the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, and themselves. Fact four, the Gentiles promise slash vow of security. Matthew 28:14. They say the people, the people say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, we will secure you. In Job 11:18, the people say to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, thou shalt be secure. So, fact four, the people have made a vow to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a vow of security. Fact one, the people have a law. Fact two, the people received the law. Fact three, the people have respect to the covenant. The people have made a covenant among themselves with regard to the law, to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, and themselves. And fact four, the Gentiles vowed security for the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They made a vow to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. At some point after these things, the preceding things were done, the people rebelled against the words concerning God and God himself. They rebelled against the words concerning God, those Ten Commandments which I read earlier. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, they have rebelled against me. The people have rebelled against the law. The people have rebelled against their God, Tommy L. Hart. Daniel 9, verse 9. The people confess, we have rebelled against him. Keep in mind, they have rebelled against the Ten Commandments, the law, which I stated earlier, and they have rebel against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Daniel 9:10, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his laws, which he set before us. They said in Luke 19:14, we will not have this man to reign over us. This man is a reference to the man having the designation of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 53, verse 2 says this, the people say this, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. These words, Luke 19:14 and Isaiah 53:2, which I just read, are against the Lord, their God, the people's God, Tommy L. Hart. Job 34:4, the people said, let us know among ourselves what is good. The people have conspired, the Gentiles, that is, the Gentiles have conspired to suppress the law. I say again, the Gentiles have conspired to suppress the law, to conceal that which is good. And what is that which is good? For the law the AVB answers to that in Romans. It says in chapter 7, the law is good. The Gentiles have conspired to suppress the law and conceal knowledge. So, fact 5. It's stated in Daniel 9, verse 5. The people say, they admit, they confess, the people are the Gentiles. Let me say that. The people are the Gentiles. The people have said these words, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled against the law. I'm adding these words. Let me say, Daniel 9, 5, the people say it. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled. And I added, they have rebelled against the law and their God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, know and understand that before the Gentiles rebelled, they had already received the word of God. That is given in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 1. It says, the people had already received the word of God. What word of God did the people receive? The Gentiles received the word of God, that word which I read earlier, those Ten Commandments. The people had received the law, the word, the words of God, the words concerning God. Okay? Also, they had already acknowledged the law. They had already made vows to God. They had already made a vow to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So fact 5 is the people's words, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled against the words concerning God and God himself. Jeremiah 1:19. They, the people, have said, the Gentiles have said, no, they, the people, the word says, shall fight against thee. These words are to me. But they shall not prevail against thee. Jeremiah 15:2 says, they shall fight against thee. So with these two words, I'm told twice that the Gentiles shall fight against me. Isaiah 53, verse 3 says this, he is despised and rejected of men. So you see the buildup here. The people have the law. They have received the law. And the other things, the other facts that I have stated up to this point. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is despised and rejected of men. Therefore, the people have rebelled against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Samuel 10:27. They despised him. Who have the Gentiles despised? They have despised the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Fact 6, Psalm 83, verse 5. They are confederate against thee. Words spoken to me. The Gentiles are united in their rebellion against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, and in their rebellion against the words concerning God, which I read earlier to you. 7. They, the Gentiles, ask the question, The question is set in John 6:28. They say, "What shall we do?" And in Acts 2:37, the people said among themselves, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They have despised the Lord their God. They are united in their rebellion against the Lord their God and the words concerning God. They have despised the Lord their God. They ask, and they have said, remember these words, they have said, "We will not have this man to reign over us." But they had promised that they would serve this man who is God, their Lord, and their God. They asked, now, what shall we do? The Gentiles' diabolical scheme to circumvent the law and eliminate the Lord. They say in Matthew 21:38, listen, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him." The Gentiles conspired against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles' diabolical scheme in detail is set in Revelation 11:7. It says this. They asked the question, "What shall we do?" They came up with this diabolical scheme to make war against the Lord and his people, the black people, that is, to overcome them completely and to kill them. Make war against the Lord and his people, overcome them completely and kill them. And that is precisely what the Gentiles did against the Lord and his people. They made war against us, they defeated us, and they killed us by casting us into captivity and slavery. The Gentiles took away the life of the enslaved. They took away the life of the people of God. They caused black people to forget who they are and to whom they belong. They, the Gentiles, have taken away the life of the people of God. And now, today, they have robbed the living God, Tommy L. Hart, by depriving him of his right to life and other things which he is legally due as his people, glory, honor, praise, and obedience. Malachi 3:9 and Malachi 3:8. I will turn to them. I'm turning to Malachi 3. Let's see here. Here we go. So, we have the question, will a man rob God? I say to the Gentiles, you have robbed me. That's Malachi 3:8. And Malachi 3:9 says, ye have robbed me. The Gentiles are accused, charged of robbing God, and it is proved that the Gentiles have robbed the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So, fact 7. On the order of 2 Kings 10:9, the Gentiles conspired against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So we have 7 facts that led to the Gentiles casting the people of God, my people, into captivity and enslavement. I will review the seven facts. Fact one, the people, we have a law. Fact two, the people receive the law. Fact three, the people have made a covenant. This, we're speaking about the Gentiles. Okay, fact four, the Gentiles have made a vow to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Fact five, the people admitted, they confessed, saying, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled against the words concerning God and against God himself, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Fact six, the Gentiles fight against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, and they have been fighting against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, long before the Lord God came. So, fact six, the people fight, the Gentiles fight against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. And fact seven, the Gentiles have conspired against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, and they have actually carried out the conspiracy. Seven facts that have led to the Gentiles casting the black people, the people of God, into captivity and enslavement. The Gentiles' evil acts against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, are not out of fear of the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, but out of hatred of the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. 2 Kings 17:33 says about the Gentiles, they fear not the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. That is a true statement. Remember the statement, he is despised, and this other statement, when we shall see him, they see me this day, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. I say to you, go to Lawmasters Archives, Blog Talk Radio, and there you will see a picture of me. Take a good, a hard, a long look at my picture. Someone has said, a picture is worth a thousand words. They have rebelled against the Lord their God. They have conspired together and carried out the conspiracy against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They have said, we will not have this man who has the designation of God, Tommy L. Hart, we will not have this man to reign over us. But before, they had agreed to the law. Nevertheless, despite how they feel, the law still stands. Those Ten Commandments I read earlier still stands. The law still stands. And the Gentiles and the other people, have the duty, the legal duty, of fulfilling the law, fulfilling those Ten Commandments, which I read to you. The Gentiles were after the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, to kill him, to eliminate him, and get him out of the way. Join me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart, and do visit always Lawmaster Archives, Blog Talk Radio. Join me next time when the judgment continues.